I can survive anywhere in the world, you know. I could walk from the west coast of Canada all the way across Canada and survive doing that, you know. So this esteem kept building up. Well, along comes the military and they promote me, you know. And by this time, I'm a staff sergeant. I'm in Alaska, not working in my career field. I'm a game warden, a military game warden in Alaska. What's this frail little guy that's kind of almost scared of his own shadow in high school doing in Alaska? I had the southern half of Alaska as my territory. Anywhere there was military, I was there keeping them out of jail, keep them from shooting moose out of season and stuff like that. So my esteem is growing more and more, and I'm working with the state of Alaska on a lot of projects, and I'm wearing civilian clothes as a military man, you know. And it's building up. It's building up all the time. I'm building up. Well, I got married. No comments? Things started changing for me. You know, I had pretty well made up my mind that I can make it in this world and I don't need a woman. And then I ran into one. You know, I was telling someone earlier today, a man chases a woman till she catches him. And that's the way it worked out for me. I married Kay, and a year and a half later, I've got a son. And as was pointed out by one of the speakers this morning, who trained me to be a father, you know? Yeah, I knew I was in Alaska, and if my wife got sick, somebody had to change the diapers, you know? I started changing the diapers and feeding the baby and this thing, that, and the other. And didn't realize it at the time, but I was beginning to love someone other than myself. And have you ever been there? You know, we're kind of in love with ourselves. And I have to say, my uncle came to me, he said, when I was to get married, he said, you don't have to love her, that is my wife, that will come in time. And I didn't quite understand that, but, you know, is it love or lust? And for a young man, many times, it's lust rather than love. Any of you been married and divorced? Yeah, several of you. You know what I'm talking about. Well, in my 13th year, I was awarded a senior instructor of the year for the survival training unit. And again, my esteem is building up and up. I was promoted 2 times and I became a master sergeant. And a little ahead of schedule as it went, guess what? I was a good boy. I didn't cause any trouble. I didn't make any trouble for anyone else, but I was a good boy. But I was no more a Christian than a man in the moon. Although I had those values, I wasn't a Christian. And God knew that. He knew that. Well, finally, I was transferred to Homestead, Florida, and the Sea Survival School. And then I got promoted again to Senior Master Sergeant. And there was 2 high-ranking sergeants in the Air Force, Senior and Chief Master Sergeant. And I got a call one day because I'd had my papers in to retire. And they said, well, this colonel called me from headquarters, and he says, I hear you're going to get out of the service. I said, yes, I am. He said, well, I can tell you this, that in 2 years, you'll be in the headquarters unit, and you'll be promoted again to chief master sergeant. And I said, no, sorry, I can't do it. My family comes first. My family comes first. See, I had a choice to make. I could have gone on in the service and retired at 30 years with considerable pension. But one of the big decisions was my wife wanted to come home. Her mother was sick. And little did we know that within a year she'd be dead. And within 2 years her father would be dead. See, that's when I crashed. I had the whole world, I thought. But come to find out, I just thought I had the whole world. Because when I had to start over at 40 years of age, I just went to the bottom. Absolutely. I could not adjust to what we call the civilian life. I didn't start drinking, although I had been a drinker. I got angry. I got very angry. Very difficult to live with. But bless my heart, bless my wife, she stuck with me through the whole time. I had 3 or 4 different jobs, and fact of 5 or 6 or 7 jobs in the next 20 years. And we had adopted a young Indian girl, 10 days old, while we were in Alaska. And that's when I really learned how to love, I thought. Because 17 years later, she gave me a granddaughter out of wedlock. And you know how much I love my granddaughter. And she knows how much. And everybody else knows how much I love my granddaughter. You see, I had to die to myself. I had spent 20 years dying, not dying to self, turning to self. And then it's taken me the rest of my life to die to myself. My salvation came when I came to the end of myself. I left church one day, went home, went to my bed, knelt down and said, Lord, I need you and I want you. And he answered that prayer for me. And my life has never been the same since, you know. I got busy in ministry. Jerry helped me a few years ago. And prior to that, I was busy in ministry with brothers, with Promise Keepers, and was the area director here for Promise Keepers in the Evansville area. And then after that faded out, I started Brothers Keeper, which is a prison aftercare program. And so I've kept busy, but I know it's not by works. It's by the grace of God. And as I was telling someone in group, you know, I just prayed that, Lord, I'm asking you to open doors for me. And Lord, please, don't let me bump my head. Close them when they need to be closed before I get there. Because I'm the kind that would just keep pounding on the door. I believe with all my heart that Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to those that love him and are called according to his purpose. How How am I running on time? I think I've got till 5:45. 5 minutes. Okay. My granddaughter is 28 years old now, has been on numerous missions trips to Myanmar. I'm so proud of her because her father OD'd on drugs when she was about 2.5. And I had the opportunity to be both grandfather and father. And what a blessing that's been. And I know that God is in control and I'm not. You know. As far as your families go, there are about three things there I want to cover, and then that'll be it. First of all, you're to lead your family, not control your family. And a lot of men have a real problem with that. They think that they're supposed to control it to the point where the wife finally says, I can't live with this any longer. I can't be controlled like this. And again, in the group we were talking about it, sometimes women, as it's pointed out in Genesis, want to control the family. And that's a battle that you have to work out between you and your wife. And you may need some counseling when it comes to that. Because neither one of you are to control the family. The Lord controls the family. Now, let's see, you said you dislike Romans 12, 1 and 2. They're my favorite passages. Jerry was over here going. Guys, it's all about renewing the mind. That old person and that old mind get you in a lot of trouble. When it comes to children, we are to bring up our children in the admonition of the Lord. And I understand in the Hebrew that bringing up is to inscribe upon them the importance of a life, of a Christian life. And inscribe is just not a one-time deal where you just come along and you say to your child, well, this, and this, and go about your way. You have to come back if you're inscribing and scribe over that time and time and time again in love. And that's I think the more I'm around and dealing with men, I think that we need that inscription also in our lives. I'm reminded of when I was a child and we were going down to Duff in the old Model A, and in the springtime the whole road would kind of give out and there was a set of tracks, and you just put the old Model A in those tracks and turn loose of the steering wheel because it wasn't going to come out of them, but it was going to bounce down the road, and finally you get to where you're going. And I believe that that's what we're doing. We're bouncing down the road of life, and he's already got the plan of where you're going. You just need to stay in the tracks. You follow me? They're not ruts. They're tracks. He's leading the way. He's leading the way. The old term, let go and let God, it's not an old term. It's just as good today as it was when we first heard it. You got to let go, guys. You can't control the world. He controls the world, and you don't. And the bottom line, and I'll close with this. You see, you've tried everything in Christianity. You've tried the works. You've tried the grace. And then you suddenly realize and read Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. It's by grace that you're saved through faith, not of yourself, lest any man should boast. And when you know and understand that, that God from the beginning had a plan for your life, and he's going to see you through it. Yes, there are going to be those times and places where you come to a junction, and you're either going to go God's way or the world's way. But please, men, get in the old Model A, get in the tracks, and let him take you home. Thank you.
The schedule says we're going to take a break, but let's go ahead and go into worship. I think that would be good. We can take a break right after, or if you want to, Carl. You can. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, yeah. Let's take a 10-minute break. It's a good time to break. Yeah. Got 10 minutes. Be back. Where you bring in the orchestra.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoices. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his